come to you in the second half.
We'll start off with Councilor Lee first.
Hi, Tasman.
Hello.
Congratulations, first of all, on the knock. I know you're not very happy with it. You've said that, I think, some 6 times already before you got here. Can you just take us through maybe those first 2-3 overs when, you know, you were just struggling to get going, that you were on one of maybe 10 balls, and it was not like you were defending or anything. You were trying to get the ball to different places and trying to score off. So what was your sort of mindset like? What were you talking to Laura about? Because she was trying to overcompensate at the other end as well. So can you just take us through that phase for a bit?
Yeah, I was actually apologizing to her. I kept saying, I'm sorry, because I keep putting pressure on her. I felt very bad. But she said, at least you're showing intent. So that's what I kept trying to do, you know, remain positive. And I was hoping if I just get one ball on the bat, something will happen and the game will change. But yeah, I felt very bad that I was, like, not getting off strike quicker.
Are you able to explain that? What was it down to? Was it just nerves because you just come off having not played that test as well, and you've just been directly thrown into the deep end when you took to bat? Was it that? Was it nerves? Or what was it? Can you explain it maybe?
Yeah, I don't think it's nerves. I think it's, you know, we cricketers, and unfortunately that's life. We get into deep holes, in a bit of a hole, you know, with the ODIs and coming back from a knee injury and not getting runs. I mean, if you don't get runs, you're not doing your job. So I think it was maybe just more in myself. I tried to hit the ball too hard in the first few overs. I wanted to hit the leather off the ball, maybe send the ball back to South Africa. But yeah, I think I wasn't getting good positions. I think it was a lot of basic things I should have looked at now that I think about it. But yeah, we're human, we struggle. So when you struggle, I mean, you've got to try and find a way out of there. So yeah.
Hi, Darwin. Hope your leg is fine now. Just sort of elaborating on that question a little bit. Was it that Pooja Vatsakar up front was a bit hard to face, or was it the spin coming on into the attack that made it a little easier for you, towards the second half of the power play? What sort of clicked for you when you just sort of decided to take a switch and never look back?
Yeah, look, yeah, she's a great bowler. I mean, that's probably why she opens. The wicket was a bit seemingly bouncy for me. I think hitting the back of the length where I was planning on hitting it didn't allow me to do that, and she actually got a bit of nip. But I wouldn't say the spinners made it easy. I think I just, like, was it's now or never type of thing. And of course, communication from Wolfie and Kapi also helped. It's difficult to see when you're batting what you're actually doing wrong. Maybe it's your head position, or, you know, you're leaning back. So it's nice to have that from a different end, and that actually did give me that advice. Still struggled. At the end there, I was a bit tired, so I was still trying to swing and hoping something happens. But yeah, for that information from them, I think that maybe helped me shift the game a bit.
Yeah, my follow-up would have been about, you know, what was the message coming from the other end? While you were, you know, visibly struggling.
Yeah, Kapi just said to me, you're leaning back, your base isn't strong enough, you maybe should just move your head a bit more forward. Because for me, I'm feeling like I'm doing that. But once again, if you go look at the replays, I'm leaning back a lot, so it doesn't allow me to free my hands. I was tucking myself up a bit. And the same thing with Wolf. She just said, just stay in there, it's going to come. You know, you're doing this, you're doing that. And once that gets told, you actually click. Maybe your front foot's not opening up. I kept blocking myself off, because you so badly want to hit a certain ball at a certain area and the ball doesn't allow it. So yeah, the information they gave helped with that.
Congratulations on the knock today. And I think it's your highest score in the T20 as now. So not a lot of good series against Sri Lanka back home. And you have a new batting coach. So what is the conversation being like with him that has made all this
Yeah, I mean, all the teams in T20, you've got to be fearless. I mean, everyone always says that, but to actually use that into a game is always difficult. You fear getting dropped. There's a lot of things that happen around that. You know, you don't want to get dropped, so you play within yourself. But we've made like a bond between the batters that, you know, we're going to go hard no matter what. And even if you are dropped, then it's just not your day. We are to represent our badge and we are to win a World Cup. So we've got to trust the process. So it's nice to have a batting coach. He's helping with a lot of things, and not just swinging, but actually, you know, getting to know your game a bit different, because I'm a lot different to Wolfie. I'm a lot different to Kapi. You know, everyone's got their different things, but maybe just working more towards your strength.
Just on that, batting with Laura to start with and then with Marizan. It's been a recent thing that Marizan is batting at 3 fairly recent thing. So what are the similarities and differences between both of them that help you out, so at the same time help the team out in scoring on the ODIs?
Yeah, I mean, they're both in good form. I'm sure everyone has seen that, even with the ODIs, scoring those 100 and almost winning that second ODI for us. And not just that, I think playing leagues in India, I think they know the wickets, they know a lot of the bowlers. I mean, the ODI I played against India was my first ODI. And in the World Cup, we never played them, and I played them the last in 2019, if I'm not mistaken. And then when I did come, my father passed, so I had to leave. So the information from them always helps when you know what to expect. You might not always, you know, work out your way, but if someone tells you this is an offie and does this, it's easy to program it into your head. So I think the experience that they bring is a lot more, you know, comforting knowing Wolfie. I mean, look what she did in that first over and that second over. And I was like, okay, well, if I'm battling, at least the team's not battling, you know. So those type of things definitely help and help the team, because the confidence, I mean, you feed off confidence as humans. So that's always good.
Well played today, the ODIs and tests weren't easy. I mean, we saw towards the end of the test that, you know, there was a fight. You guys pushed all the way to the end. But given how close we are to a T20 World Cup, how important was it to play well and win today? Because, I mean, put that in the past and focus on the format that matters the most to everyone right now. So how important was that in terms of...
Yeah, I think it's pretty very important, almost more important to eat. We need these wins. We need the confidence in our locker room, because I must say, without cockiness, I rate this team. I reckon we could, you know, not just go to a semi-final, maybe win a World Cup. And it's funny, if someone, it's always just, excuse me, one person that clicks, but if we actually have to click as a batting unit, I'm actually scared to what's going to come. So, yeah, winning a game like that, if we can win the next two, I think it'll be even better. But, yeah, that gives a massive boost towards the team.
Hi,
Desmond.
Congrats on the knock.
Thank you.
So, given that this might be South Africa's last series before the World Cup, did you have any set goals coming into the T20 length of this series? And mindset-wise, was there any change coming from ODI to T20 again? Getting into the rhythm, in the build-up to the global event.
Yeah, we also set things in power play. So we've got, I don't want to give too much secrets out here, but we've got goals that we try and reach in power play and into the overs from 7 to 15. So as long as all the batters understand that, and whether we 40 after 6 for naught or 60 for 2, we'll take the 60 for 2. So we're all on the same boat. So I think it's just intent. Coming from the ODIs, like you asked, I think you're not going to win a game if you just stand there. You've got to try. I mean, I got lucky quite a few times tonight, so yeah, I think I got dropped and edged and yeah and that. But at the end of the day, we won the game, so you got to look at the bigger picture.
Thank you so much. Moving over to our second half of the presser. Moving on to online. Thank you so much, Anne, for your patience. I see your hand is up. Please take us away. Thank you.
Thank you, Nita. Desmond, I just want to ask, obviously, getting up to this season, you didn't have the best of the time, the whole team actually in India, there was obviously some brilliant moments, but you couldn't get it over the line. Did you focus a lot on what happened going into this T20 series, or were you all focusing on putting the it behind you and just moving forward? What was the mentality in the camp starting with the T20 series?
Yeah, it's a massive shift from ODI to T20. I think whether it's a win or a lose, you've got to put that aside. It's a different format. It's different shots, different players, different aggression. So, yeah, we definitely, you know, we try and put that behind, but it does hurt when India beats you 3-0 and stuff like that. But I think at the end of the day, that's where you rise and that's where you become champions, is when you actually can convert that to winning. Your mentality needs to shift. You can't sit in the corner for too long. If you sit in the corner too long, the game might just go by.
Thank you, Anesa.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All good. Thank you so much. That brings us to